A woman wanted in connection with a Fairbanks murder and other crimes is in police custody. Fairbanks Police Deputy Chief Dan Wellborn says Lindsay Preshaw has been detained for the Tuesday killing of John Preshaw, who also went by Jack.
We consider her to be the primary suspect in the death of Jack Preshaw.
Wellborn says Jack and Lindsay Preshaw were half-siblings and also a couple. Jack Preshaw was found dead at a South Cushman Street residence early Tuesday. Police have not released how he was killed, but were drawn to the residence by a report of a man unconscious and bleeding. Lindsay Preshaw was taken into custody Wednesday evening by Alaska State Troopers on a charge unrelated to the Jack Preshaw murder. Trooper spokesperson Megan Peters says Lindsay Preshaw was picked up along the park's highway outside Nenana for a vehicle theft and an attack near Fairbanks Wednesday afternoon that severely injured a driver.
The victim was identified as Lisa Bear, 66, of Fairbanks. She was transported to Fairbanks Memorial Hospital and underwent surgery for life-threatening injuries. Investigation led us to a woman by the name of Lindsay Preshaw, 35, of Fairbanks. She was contacted and arrested at milepost 309 of the Parks Highway. And we have charged her in this case with one count of attempted murder in the first degree, assault in the first degree, and also vehicle theft in the first degree.
Fairbanks police had issued a bulletin Wednesday asking for the public's help in locating Lindsay Preshaw and a man named Simeon Kitwick as part of the Jack Preshaw murder investigation. Deputy Chief Wellborn says Kitwick has been located and is not a suspect. Jack Preshaw's killing followed another murder in the same area of the city less than a day earlier. Police found Jeanette Miller at the Alaska Motel after receiving a report of a fight between two women and a possible stabbing. Wellborn says the cases may be related.
We're still currently investigating that one as well. And so we're not ruling out the fact that there could be a link there, but as of right now, we're currently investigating each of them individually.
Fairbanks police and Alaska State Troopers are both investigating Lindsay Preshaw relative to the crimes committed both inside and outside city limits. Fairbanks police expect charges to be filed soon.